would argue that Hawaii's issues with invasive species aren't being met with real effort to keep mainland hitchhiking pests from taking hold. A state audit is trying to help inspectors to better and more easily do their jobs and with a higher rate of predictable success. The recent audit of the plant quarantine branch shows ineffective practices and systems and possible remedies. State Auditor Les Kondo recently sat down with me to look more deeply into the findings by his office.
We examined one function of the branch, and that is, as you described, it's to detect and stop invasive pests that are coming from the U.S. mainland from coming into the state. And so what we found in our audit is we found that the branch and the inspectors, they're only able to inspect a very, very small percentage of the incoming cargo, less than 2.5%. They simply can't inspect everything. So what we found the inspectors to be doing is they're inspecting using old, outdated inspection methods. Many inspectors describe their process as handing down information that they learned, their personal experiences, from inspector to inspector. One inspector actually described it as caveman style, handing information down from inspector to inspector.
So let me ask you this, because in different industries, including, say, the insurance industry, they can't go through and talk to absolutely everybody, but being able to do sort of risk assessments, who you would be more likely to talk to, who might be more predisposed to being in a certain circumstance. Is that not the same idea, or is that idea not being at all used when we're trying to look for invasives?
You know, that idea is exactly what we felt the department needed to do. They needed to move into a current 21st century process using current modern tools. We see that the USDA and other foreign jurisdictions that are similar to Hawaii in the sense that they're isolated islands like Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, they are using data-based or data-driven risk-based assessment to help most efficiently direct and deploy their resources to stop the pests that are more likely to be coming in, inspecting the produce, the commodities, the imports that are most likely to be pathways or the way that invasive species are coming into their jurisdictions.
Right now, we seem to spend a lot of time talking about pests that might hitchhike on produce, and especially given all the attention to rat lungworm, people are looking at their produce a little differently, but maybe not the plants that are coming in. And yet it would seem like those would be the places where we might find more of them. Certainly we see that with Christmas trees sometimes. But when you're talking about bringing in live plants and live plants that are meant for people to purchase and put into their own gardens, it would seem logical to be looking at those, wouldn't it?
I think the department or the branch would agree with that. I think in 2014, the branch had actually done a study, and that study confirmed exactly what you're saying, that really the pathway for most of these invasive species that actually are able to survive and actually thrive in the state, they're coming in through plants, through nursery products, through promulgated material. They're not coming in through produce, through the apples or the tomatoes necessarily. They're really coming in through the plants and the nursery materials. And like you said, I think if we look at the invasive species or the pests that have actually gained a toehold since 2007, it's the coqui frog. It's the coconut rhinoceros beetle. It's Rapidohia death. We see the little red fire ant. And it seems logical, more common sense, that those insects, those pests, those species, invasive species, they're coming in through the plant material and not through the commerce.
So, Les Kondo, how do we get to the point where we're doing something that is both easier to do, potentially, and that would be far more effective?
Well, the department or the branch has to move into the 21st century. They have to use tools that are modern, current tools so that they can do a data-based, risk-based assessment so they can deploy their inspectors. They have a very few inspectors given the volume of cargo that's coming in, but they have to make a much more thoughtful, meaningful way to deploy those inspectors to inspect and look at the imports that are most likely to contain those pests.
What does that mean money-wise? What does that mean for changing over the system that they've been using for, 10 years or so?
I think actually the department has tried to move into this effort of doing a data-based, risk-based assessment. It's just unfortunate that the tool that they have tried to develop over 10 years, I think they've spent over $4.2 million to develop this database that they call Invicta. It just has not worked. So the department has told us that going forward, they are in the process of soliciting bids to develop a new system that hopefully will work better and will actually serve as the 21st century data hub that is necessary to do biosecurity in today's world.
Clearly, though, there must be models for that. I mean, people have heard about money being thrown into new systems that wind up not getting them very much, perhaps the same way in which Invicta had good ideas behind it but wasn't able to really produce at the level that you were hopeful that it would. What might be out there that means we don't have to necessarily reinvent it?
Boy, I don't know the answer to that question. I sure hope that the department, and more specifically the branch, and actually the inspectors that are going to use the system, that they have been involved in exploring the different options and involved with whatever, and will be involved with whatever the consultant or the vendor that gets chosen to develop the system, so that the system that is developed works for them. I think it's extremely important, and I think that's one of the problems with the current system, Invicta, is that it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, but also, as importantly, it has become very burdensome for the inspectors to use the system. And because of that, the inspectors have been allowed to do things, input interception data that is not meaningful. Instead of the specific commodity, for instance, or the specific pest that they've intercepted, they've been allowed, because of the burden on them to input specific information, they've been allowed to input general information. Instead of the specific type of fruit, for instance, an apple, a specific type of apple from a specific state, they've been allowed to input the produce as fruit or apple. And that kind of information that doesn't include the specific detail, it's not meaningful. It cannot help them as they do risk assessment.
Hearing the fact that they're just logging it as fruit, not even apple, but just fruit, seems to be so nonsensical for anyone who would be trying to truly prevent these kinds of invasives from coming in. You must have found this shocking.
I think what we found is we found that they're doing things in a way that they could improve upon.
You're being very politic with that.
I think really our job isn't to put our personal feelings into things. We're assessing whether or not they could improve their operations. And we make recommendations that we think are reasonable, that are meaningful, that they can actually do to do better.
Right. But from the standpoint of everyone who is told that we need to be so careful about what we bring back into the state, the fact that, you know, you go someplace and your suitcase is going to be screened if you're going off or you're coming back, and many people who are saying, but that doesn't even make sense either, because now you're screening for maybe fruit or something that may probably not even have those pests associated with them, unlike, say, plants coming in. And this high sensitivity that many people have in Hawaii to trying to protect what comes in seems to be thwarted by the fact that we have an inspection process that doesn't meet the needs of the state. You could not answer that if you want, but
I don't know really how to answer that. I think the inspector.
But ironic, isn't it?
Well, I think the inspectors, they're trying to do a good job. They're really trying to stop invasive pests from coming in. It's just they have not been given the necessary tools to be able to inspect more appropriately, more effectively, more efficiently. They're opening luggage. They're opening boxes of tomatoes, for instance, rather than being deployed to look at plant material that's coming in. It's more likely that if there's an invasive pest or an invasive species, it's coming through that medium. So to answer your question, I think they're trying. I think that the actual inspectors themselves, I just don't think the department has equipped them with the necessary tool. They're trying to do that now, but the tool that they have in place just doesn't work.
So they're being hampered in being able to do the job that we'd all like them to do, which is to keep these invasives from coming into Hawaii.
Certainly an important job.
Les Kondo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Les Kondo was executive director and the chief legal counsel at the Hawaii State Ethics Commission and stepped down last year to serve as state auditor.